Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver. Hooray!
Three men sat at a table in Idaho Dolan's Badger City Cafe. Rance and Kit were brothers in their early 20s. The third man was middle-aged and well-dressed. Their meal had been a big one, and Idaho Dolan came to the table to collect.
How much for all three, Dolan?
Three special dinners, $3. That is, unless you intend to stick around and drink.
We don't. Kit and I owe $2 from last night. That makes $5. Here's your cash.
Oh, now, just a minute, Rance. You two are my guests.
Oh, no, no, Mr. Morley. Dolan's got his money.
Paper money.
It'll spend.
I'll take a chance on it. I'll pick up these dishes.
Oh, Rance, you shouldn't buy my meals.
Now, that's all right, Mr. Morley.
After all the meals you bought for us, Mr. Morley, well, Rance and I can't ever pay you back.
I'd like to do some paying back one of these days.
I sure would.
Yeah. What did Idaho mean by that remark?
About wanting to do some paying back?
Yeah. I didn't like the look he gave you, Rance.
Well, he's still sore because Rance is the one that got proof that Idaho sold red-eyed Indians.
Oh, I see.
The law collected a $1,000 fine.
And I wish it had been $10,000. Any pole cant that sells liquor to Indians deserves all that the law can give him.
I see. So Idaho carries a grudge against you, huh, Rance?
No, that don't worry me.
Well, he never forgets a thing like that. Watch out for him, young man. Cigar, boys?
No, thanks.
No, thanks, Mr. Morley.
Boys, you two found out how your father's affairs stood after his death.
Did he leave anything?
Well, just a house in town, that's all.
Cash?
Cash? There's less than $200 in his cash box. We opened it yesterday.
Is that all there was?
That's all.
Nothing in the bank?
Not a dime.
I see. Frankly, I was afraid that might be the case. Father had some heavy losses during the past year.
Yeah, it doesn't matter much. Rance and I don't need Dad's cash. We'll get jobs.
What are you going to do?
I haven't decided yet. At least I haven't.
Neither have I.
Well, boys, I can use one of you. Sorry I haven't a job for both, but I haven't. I have one job, and the wages will be good.
Well, you take it, Rance.
Now, hold on, kid. There's no reason why I should have a job ahead of you. Let's find out what the job calls for. Maybe one of us is better suited to it.
Well, either one of you could handle the job, but that doesn't mean that the work will be easy. It calls for a cool head and plenty of courage. And I can't afford to hire the wrong man.
Gosh, that sounds downright interesting.
It is.
Well, could you tell us a little something about it, Mr. Morley?
Yes, I can. You two may have heard that I've reopened the old Gowanda mine.
Yeah. Yeah, we heard about that.
Well, I'm installing equipment to reduce and smelt the ore right at the mine. Instead of hauling away the ore, I'll ship bullion.
Well, you save a lot on freighting charges.
Yes. I've made arrangements for the stage line. Coach will be sent whenever needed. It'll take the bullion to the railroad.
Ah, that particular stage is going to need some close guard.
There'll be two guards for each stage. One will be furnished by the stage line, and I'll furnish the other. That's the job I mentioned.
Shotgun guard, huh?
My guard will be in charge. The other guard and the driver will take orders from him. The job may be dangerous. It'll certainly be a responsible one. I don't think either of you is afraid of responsibility.
Well, of course not.
Who takes the job?
Oh, golly, it sounds first rate.
You take it, Vance. Now, go ahead, I won't mind.
Now, hold on, Kit. There's no reason I should have it instead of you.
Now, don't quarrel about it.
Well, Kit is a little...
Oh, one thing more. I forgot to explain that the man who makes good on that job will find a splendid future in my employment. It'll be a lifetime career.
Well, that's just what Rance needs. A steady job with a future is just the ticket for a man that's fixing to get married as soon as he can support a home.
Well, you, Rance? Well, I have sort of got the right girl.
Well, frankly, I'd prefer a married man. He's more likely to be steady and reliable.
Well, then that settles it.
Well, gosh, I sure would like a chance at that job. Kit, I don't like to do you out of it.
Well, forget it, Vance.
And we'll consider it settled, huh, boys?
Well, if Kit feels
just a minute,
better...
Vance. Now, what do you want, Otto?
I got a little business to discuss with you, Rance.
Yeah?
This $5 bill you gave me.
What about it?
You did give it to me, didn't you?
Well, I...
Well, speak up. The five spots you gave me have a corner torn off like this?
Yeah, it did.
There. Now, you've admitted this is your bill.
What of it?
You heard him admit it, didn't you, Mr. Morley?
What's back of this, Idaho?
I'll tell you what's back of it. Do you remember when old man Jeb Veeley was robbed of his payroll money about a year ago?
Yes, I remember.
Remember what the sheriff said about that robbery?
What did he say?
He said that the crook who stole the cash wouldn't dare to spend it.
Why not?
Because when Veeley got the cash for his payroll, he always put a special mark on him. Just in case it was stolen. Every payday, he had a different mark. Every one of the bills that was stolen from him had a circle in red ink.
What are you getting at, Idaho?
This here $5 bill. Marked just so.
What? Why, it can't be.
Just look there. A red circle.
Why, if you're hitting it, I stole that.
I didn't say anything of the sort. But you might tell us where you did get it.
I got it yesterday when I...
Well?
Well, go ahead, Rance. Tell us where you got that bill.
I don't remember.
Ah, that's a good one. Don't remember. I suppose you get so many $5 bills, you can't remember where any of them come from. Maybe you don't want to remember. Is that it?
That's enough from you.
If you didn't rob Veeley, and you're trying to protect the thief that did.
I am not.
Well, go ahead, Rance. Tell us where you got that bill. That's a smart thing to do.
Mr. Morley, I don't remember.
Come now, Rance. You must remember. You don't get many $5 bills.
Well,
if
no,
Rance says he don't remember, that settles it.
I'm sorry, Rance. Very sorry.
But Mr. Morley,
I don't like your manner in this.
Neither do I. He's either a thief or protecting a thief.
I'm not.
I'm afraid Idaho has hit it on the head, Rance.
But let me explain.
I think we'd better postpone any further discussion about the position as guard. Any thanks for the meal.
Mr. Morley, let me...
Good day, boys.
Why, you... You ornery sidewinder. I'd like to twist your neck.
I reckon you would. But that wouldn't be smart. Besides... You're not going to have much time to think of twisting any necks. You're going to be plenty busy giving the sheriff an accounting of how you got this $5 bill.
I tell their Rance's guilty.
During the week that followed, everyone in town talked about Rance Wilcox and the $5 bill with the red circle. Opinions were divided. Some suspected that Rance was the thief. Others, that he was shielding a thief. Everyone agreed that the paper money was part of a payroll that had been stolen a year ago. Tonto heard the talk in town, and so did the Lone Ranger. In their small, well-concealed camp, the two compared notes.
Well, Idaho Dolan is convinced that Rance stole the payroll.
That right?
Mm-hmm. Well, if he had his way, Tonto, both Rance and his brother would be jailed and held for trial.
Good thing Sheriff got more sense.
You don't suspect young Wilcox?
Oh, him not thief.
I was impressed the same way.
Idaho got grudge. That's why him make so much bad talk about young fella.
Yes, I heard about that. But there's another reason why I think Rance is innocent.
And what that?
Well, Mr. Veeley and his father were close friends. Rance knew Veeley from the time he was a young boy.
Oh.
Nearly everyone knew about Veeley's custom of paying his miners with paper money which had been marked.
Right.
Rance must have known about that. He'd hardly steal money like that.
That right.
On the other hand, Tonto, I found out that Idaho Dolan came to Badger City just before the robbery. He might not have known the Veeley custom.
You think him thief?
I'm wondering.
What young fella named Rance, him have $5 bill?
He did identify a bill that Dolan showed him, but Dolan might have played a trick. Remember, Tonto, Dolan wanted to get even with Rance Wilcox.
That right.
Dolan is a thief. Must be some way to prove it.
Idaho Dolan saw to it that an increasing number of people believed Rance Wilcox guilty of the Veeley robbery. There was talk on every side, and finally Kit could stand no more. He insisted that Rance have a showdown, and the two went to the cafe for that purpose. Morley was at the bar talking to the owner.
It's hard to believe it, Rance.
You saw how the critter acted, Mr. Morley. Had a guilty look if ever I saw one.
And I must admit, it did appear to be somewhat stunned by your accusation.
If he was innocent, he'd have stepped up to defend himself, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He'd have said where he got the $5 bill, wouldn't he?
It seems so.
All right, come on, Rance. Well, what are you doing now, Idaho? Pouring poison into Mr. Morley's ear?
Well, I'm glad to see you, Kit. Even if you are the brother...
That'll do. How are you, Mr. Morley?
First rate, Kit, and how are you, boys?
I'm sore. So's Rance.
Ah, where? You doing the fighting for your brother, Kit?
I don't have to. He can do his own fighting. And he's here to see you take back a few things you've been saying about him.
Oh, that's interesting.
You'll take them back, or they'll ram them down your throat together with your front teeth.
How about that, Rance?
Oh, Kit, there's already been too much of a fuss about
Rance.
That. What? There were things you don't understand.
For example, Rance.
What's that, Mr. Morley?
What is it that your brother doesn't understand?
Well, I...
Why can't you stand up and fight for your reputation?
He can and he will.
How'll it be if I step around to your side of the bar, Rance? Maybe then it'll be easier for you to try and make me eat the things I've said about you.
Just... What did you say?
Mean you haven't heard? Sakes alive, I've been saying them all over town.
Yeah, we know you have. And now you can say them direct to my brother.
All right, I'll say them. If you didn't steal Veeley's payroll cash, you know the man that did, and you're shielding that man.
Well, Rance?
Well, go ahead, Rance. Speak up.
I...
Great Scott, man, aren't you going to deny it?
He can't deny it without telling where he came by that $5 bill.
Rance, how about it?
Mr. Morley, I guess maybe Idaho Dolan is right.
What?
Rance!
How about that, Sheriff?
Sheriff?
Yep, I'm here.
Sheriff, I didn't hear you come up.
Maybe not, but I'm right here. Rance, I reckon I got no choice.
You mean...
I got to put you under arrest.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Oh.
Now to continue our story. The sheriff was at his desk. He leaned back in his chair and squinted at the man who sat across from him, Rance Wilcox.
Now, Rance, let's start all over again. Where'd you get that bill?
I don't remember.
Thunderation! How many $5 bills do you get in the course of a month? How many have you had in the past month? Blame few, I vow.
Well?
And you can't tell me you forget where they come from. Now, who gave you that bill?
Sheriff, I'm not talking. Now, you can do what you blame, please. Throw me in jail if you want. I don't care.
I don't want to throw you in jail, Rance. Shucks, I don't expect there'd be a chance in the world of tying you to the Veely stick-up. But if you tell me where that cash came from, maybe we could find the rest of the stolen money.
I'm not talking.
Well, I'm sorry. Your pa would sure be disappointed in you.
You leave Pa out of this.
Sorry, Rance.
What do you want me to do now? Go to the cell?
No, I just brought you in here hoping you'd see fit to talk. I haven't got evidence enough to make an official arrest. Not yet, at least.
I'm free to go home.
Yeah, but first, let me tell you just one thing.
Yeah?
If you didn't steal that money, you're a blame fool because everyone suspects you. You've got the name of being a thief, Rance. You'll never get a job in this part of the country. That's all I've got to say.
Being a thief, kid. That's what he told me.
Well, hang it all, Rance. The sheriff is right. The way you acted in the cafe this afternoon, why even Mr. Molly thinks you're guilty.
I guess there's just one thing to do, and I'll do it.
Well, what's that?
Pull stakes. Well,
you mean leave this house?
This house and this part of the country.
Well, now, Rance...
It's no use arguing, kid. I'll pack my stuff right now before I go to bed. Now, we're ready to clear out first thing in the morning.
I'll see who that is.
It's late at night for company.
Well, but... Mass.
I'm coming in for a minute.
Now, see here, you...
Take it easy.
Who are you?
Your father would be able to answer that, Rance. You've never seen me before.
If you're here to rob us...
Hold it. If you finish that draw, there'll be trouble. That's better. Now, draw the gun slowly and drop it to the floor. Kick it over here. Now, sit down.
You're pretty slick with a gun, aren't you?
I came here to talk to your brother. You may listen, Kit, but you're not to interfere.
Well, what do you want of me?
A year ago, Rance, your father's friend lost a lot of money. His payroll was stolen.
Ah, that payroll. Won't I ever hear the end of it?
So you know about that, huh?
I know it was stolen. I know the bills were marked. I know the cash was never recovered. Well, I came here for further information. I plan to get what I came for in one way or another. It may be hard to believe, but I came as a friend.
A friend? Waving a gun at us? Huh.
Now on, Kit, you keep quiet. Friends, when Idaho Dolan showed you a $5 bill, you identified it as the one you gave him. How did you identify it?
Well, it had a small piece torn out of one corner.
Now, before you handed out that bill, did you notice any red ink markings on it?
No, I didn't.
Was there anything else by which you could identify the bill?
No.
The bill you gave Dolan had a corner torn off. Dolan could have torn another bill the same way, couldn't he?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
Why are you asking these questions? And you, Rance, why are you answering them? It's none of this man's affair.
I don't want to gag you, Kit.
All right.
What's the difference, Kit?
How was the bill marked? Where was the red circle?
It was on the front, right square in the center.
How large was the circle?
Just the size of a $5 gold piece.
Thanks. That's all I want to know.
All? Oh, you mean you're not asking me where I got that bill?
No.
But wait.
I'm in a hurry. I have a lot to do before the cafe closes for the night. We'll meet again.
Well, of all the dogs...
What's the matter with you, Rance? Where's your spunk? Why do you sit there answering questions for that master?
There was something about him, Kit. Somehow I felt there was no use trying to hold out. I wonder who he is.
Well, Silver. Oh, easy, steady, big fella.
You see Rance, Kemosabe?
Steady. Yes, I saw him, Toto. Now we're ready to move fast.
And what me do?
Help me into a disguise and other clothes.
How to do it?
Then you've got to call on Morley and the sheriff, while I call on Idaho Dolan.
It was after midnight, and the crowd had left Idaho Dolan's cafe. The few that remained were engrossed in card games and paid little attention to the tall stranger who came through the door and advanced to one end of the bar.
Says he wants to see you personal, Idaho.
Who is he? You know him, Baldy?
Never saw him before.
All right, I'll talk to him. You want to see me, mister?
Not unless you're Idaho Dolan.
I am.
And you're the man I want to see.
I don't run this place in credit, if that's what you want.
It's not. I've heard a lot about you, Idaho.
Yeah? What of it?
I know a couple of boys who know you. How have things been since you came to Badger City?
Can't complain. What's it to you?
I've heard that you're generally in the market for a good proposition.
Yeah. Who told you that?
You wouldn't want people around here to know about certain men who are pals of yours, would you?
What's your name?
You might call me Locksmith.
Locksmith?
A nickname, of course.
What do you want of me?
Thought you'd be interested in buying something.
For instance?
Money.
Now, wait. You don't mean counterfeit cash, do you?
No, I never deal in that kind of stuff. The folding stuff I'm talking about is just as good as the gold that backs it.
But you want to sell it?
Or 50 cents on the dollar.
Why?
Oh, anyone can make a mistake and borrow the wrong kind of cash. Especially if he's so flat broke that he takes the first house he comes to.
Is that your case?
Look, Dolan, I offered to sell you cash for 50 cents on the dollar. You may have to hold the cash for a time, or spend it in another part of the country.
Let's see what you've got to sell.
I didn't bring it. Too dangerous to carry around.
You spoke of someone recognizing the stolen cash.
I didn't admit stealing anything.
How could it be recognized?
A circle drawn in red ink in the center of each bill.
Circle?
Yes.
I see. Where'd you say you stole the money from?
Idaho. I'd never admit that I stole it. It's none of your business where the cash came from.
How much of the cash you want to sell?
We can discuss that at the next meeting, if you decide you want to deal with me.
Oh. Where can I find you?
You can't. I'll call on you again. How about meeting you at your home tonight?
Fine, No. Not at my home. I can't meet you there.
Then you name a place.
Big Rock, east of town. You know where that is?
Oh, yes.
I'm going home in a few minutes. I'll meet you at the Big Rock in 1 hour. You bring the cash home.
The tall stranger left the cafe and rode away in the night. A few minutes later, Idaho also left in a hurry, ran all the way to his home and dashed through the door. He shook Cal, his hired man, roughly.
Wake up. Wake up, you addled brain old fool.
Hey, what's up?
Get up, Cal. Wake up.
Hey, sakes alive, Mr. Dolan. What's wrong?
I told you never to leave this house alone.
But I didn't, boss. I've been right here all evening.
Someone got in here and robbed me.
You sure of that?
If you'd been here, you'd have seen him.
But I was here and I didn't see no one. Was the door unlocked when you come in?
No, but this thief's nicknamed Locksmith. Chances are locks don't mean a thing to him.
I don't see how anyone could have been here. I was up and about till half an hour ago. What's stolen?
I'll soon find out. Let me at the trunk.
No one's stopping you, boss. You think something was stolen from that trunk you always keep locked up so tight?
If so, I'll take it out of your hide.
Oh, sakes alive, boss.
Shut up.
I was only trying to say that the trunk could have been touched.
Tim Box is here, all right. See if the contents are disturbing.
Now, look, Mr. Dolan,
And stop trying to snoop.
Yes, sir.
Seems to be all right. I wonder...
Boss, look.
cash is all there, Dolan.
He's masked.
Why, you... Hold it.
Two guns.
Both of you stand back and stand still. Come on in, Sheriff.
Sheriff.
What you got there, Idaho?
See what's in the tin box, Sheriff.
Sure will.
No, wait. Listen. That masked man tried
money.
To...
Lots of money. And marked with red circles.
Someone put it there. Someone planted it on me. Someone's trying to frame me, Sheriff. You gotta listen. Rance Wilcox planted that cash.
How about that, Rance?
That's a downright lie.
We heard all you said when you got here, Dolan.
Wilcox. And there's Mr. Morley.
I'm here as a witness, Idaho.
See here, that masked man, where'd he come from?
Idaho, you might call me the locksmith.
You tricked me. Made me think you stole my cash.
Your cash?
It's Jeff Healy's cash, and by thunder, this is it.
Now it's all clear. You had marked bills in your pocket, just waiting for the chance to make out you got one of them from me.
That's what he did.
I couldn't call you before because you were right. I kept still about where I got the $5 bill because I was trying to shield someone. But now I know the truth, and I'll tell where I got that bill.
Well, right.
I got it from a box that my pa left. I couldn't admit that when I thought it was a marked bill because Dad wasn't here to tell where he got it.
Well, it wasn't a marked bill at all.
Of course it wasn't. Idaho... You've got something coming. And here it is.
That's what I waited to see.
Take him away.
And here's another. Oh. And some more.
Oh. Hey, that'll do, Rance. That'll do.
Take him away. You admit framing me?
Yes.
You confess to robbing Veeley?
I done it. You got the proof.
That does it, Rance. You're in the clear.
And you've got your job. You can be just half as loyal to me as you've been to your father. You'll have a great future in the mining business.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Morley.
I like a man that knows when to use his fists and when to use his self-control.
Say, where's that masked man? I got to apologize for what I said to him.
I seen him slip out the door a minute ago. A redskin met him outside.
That's Tonto. That's his friend.
But who is the masked man? Who is it, Sheriff?
Well, you might say he's the friend of Tonto. And he was a friend of your father.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.